This is the Wizard of iPhone Speak Special, Series 20305-2024, for identification. This podcast series is sponsored by your friends at Import Auto Maintenance, and we'll hear from them in just a moment. Yes, friends, I know I promised to do Mugwump, but I never got around to writing it. Too many other things interfered. I promise I will do it.
Import Auto Maintenance wants to see you. Actually, they want to see your car. There's still time for them to give your car the once-over lightly. The problem with computers is they tell us after the failure occurs. They can't do preventive maintenance. An Import Auto will check your fluids, belts, and battery. Visit Import Auto Maintenance website for a first visit coupon and check out their new address, 309 Craighead Street. For Old Nashville, that's in Melrose. And 37204 for your navigator. You did download Waze, didn't you? Craighead Street connects Franklin Road with Nolensville Pike. If you're coming to Nashville on 65, exit at Wedgwood, turn right, right at the next traffic light, Bransford, and make a right when you see the fairgrounds. That's Craighead. Pre-schedule a visit by calling 615-327-9600. That's 615-327-9600.
Apocalyptic stories about good old P.T. Barnum are legion. For this writer, it's great. I don't have to worry about writer's block. The apocryphal story I like best is, and here I quote, members of the Prussian general staff come to America to study how P.T. Barnum loaded his circus train. End of quote. The truth is, P.T. didn't load trains. He loaded circus wagons. The wagons were pushed onto flat cars by elephants over steel plates put down between the flat cars. P.T. Barnum invented intermodal freight. He loaded his circus wagons on flat cars and then assembled the train. The circus train provided everything, rolling quarters, kitchens, etc. Everything that could be put on wheels was. P.T. Barnum's greatest achievement was the big top itself, America's portable Coliseum, and the three-ring circus, which was an effort to improve the view to seats in the end zones. Everyone can said to be had a performance in front of themselves. The headline act was in the center ring. Here are some rules of a circus which any business can apply. Each element of the show is either in use or put back in storage. Circus performers put away their own toys. There is no royalty in a circus. Everyone's a performer and a worker. There are only troopers. Every motion counts. The famous circus parade moves the menagerie from the freight yards to the circus grounds. The most important man at the tent has his back to the performance, the band leader. No discussion of P.T. Barnum, circuses, or traveling shows would be complete without a few words about elephants. As a boy, I can recall my first visit to the Big Top with my dad. At the time, in Bridgeport, Connecticut, the circus used Newfield Park on Bridgeport's East End, as our neighborhood was known. It was the closest green space to the freight yards and site of a former baseball stadium, a large open field of 50 acres or more. Access to the Big Top was by way of the menagerie, and the elephants were a big attraction, at least for this little kid. All that separated that livestock from the patrons was a rope. I don't even think the elephants were chained. They were great placid beasts, lifting their trunks and accepting peanuts from a crowd of onlookers. Thinking back on that event, I can just see how valuable these beasts were to any circus. Elephants are not just performers, but raising the big top could not be done without them. Of course, they're treated well because they're just too valuable to be mistreated. And as anyone knows, elephants, in addition to living longer than we do, are also credited with the memory of an elephant. Bridgeport was the original winter quarters of the P.T. Barnum Circus. It was traditional for the big top to be in Bridgeport, Connecticut on the 4th of July. The traveling show has been in decline since the disastrous fire in Hartford, Connecticut, July 6, 1944. That show could no longer play Bridgeport, Connecticut. The city lacked an arena. Using a big top simplified setup, especially for the aerial acts. In many cities, the arena downtown was distant from the freight yards. P.T. Barnum never said there's a sucker born every minute. What he did say was, any fool can run a circus. It takes a showman to know where to put it.
Uh-huh. Earn a Starbucks gift card. We'd like to hear from you. I'd like to reward your content suggestion or app nomination, or have you ask a digital question or otherwise provide content or commentary. Call 615-584-2717, go to voicemail, leave your message, and contact information. That's 615-584-2717, go to voicemail, and you too can have your 15 seconds of fame. If I use your nomination, watch U.S. Snail for a Starbucks passport. P.S. Starbucks gets it. Their cards are no longer plastic.
FYI, for the wedding of Tom Thumb and Lavinia Warren, P.T. Barnum invented the tiered wedding cake as we know it, when he placed figures of the little people on the top tier. John McGuirk and P.T. Barnum share the same hometown, Bridgeport, Connecticut, and all three of us have seen better days. P.S., the home of the Frisbee Pie Company is now a High Life Fronton. I told you we'd all seen better days. This has been the Wizard of iPhone speaking special 03054 identification.